And welcome back. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen for this first half hour of the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap here on a Friday night. Thanks so much for joining us. Also, thanks for joining us online worldwide at 1320WILS.com. Well, as you heard in the previous segment, we brought you sound from the press conference this morning that Ingham County Sheriff Scott Rigglesworth held on the this evidence controversy, if you will. And there was not only a press conference this morning, but there was also a committee meeting last night in which this very issue was also discussed. Sheriff Rigglesworth taking part in that meeting as well. And joining us now on the phone line, on the other end of our line, is Kara Hope. She is an Ingham County Commissioner, and she is also the chair of the Law and Courts Committee within the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Good evening, Kara. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you with us here tonight. From what is your take, just on a broad scale, just what's your take from just everything you learned, whether it be this morning at the press conference, whether it was last night at the committee meeting, about what's been happening, you know, what has developed as a result of this missing or damaged property from the sheriff's evidence room, just the aftermath here. What's your take on everything?
Well, it's certainly a very serious situation, and at the conclusion of the meeting last night, I said to Prosecutor Carol Seaman and Sheriff Scott Rigglesworth that I really commended them for really delving into a large problem that they had no part in creating. They're both taking it very seriously. The sheriff has already undertaken several steps to make sure nothing like this ever happens again. And I have full confidence that it won't happen again. We're going to have a modern, well-run evidence room that is running according to policy and is not quite as,
sloppy,
to use a really common term.
Yeah,
as it was before.
Yeah, now you're the chair of this committee. Now, have you been inside the evidence room before? Have you seen it?
I haven't. The sheriff recently invited me to come and see how it is now, so I don't really have anything to compare. But
gotcha. Yeah.
I do plan to check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, the way that it was described, it's definitely an ugly situation from what Sheriff Rigglesworth was saying this morning. He even said that to say that it was in disarray would be an understatement. But yeah, it's an interesting point you bring up with Scott Rigglesworth, Carol Seaman, the Ingham County prosecutor. They had just been elected to their positions in November. And this was, this was kind of a situation that was brought up even before they were elected in the fall. Then Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth, the father of Scott Rigglesworth, had brought this attention to the public in September. And we'll talk about Gene Rigglesworth here in just a moment. But as for last night's meeting, Kara, what was the vibe from those who attended the meeting, those in the audience who were watching and listening to what had occurred? What was their mindset, just based on what you heard, and based on any conversations you had with those in the public?
Well, to be honest, I haven't heard a lot from the public. I mean, I know people are fairly shocked and stunned, and it is a very shocking turn of events, but from the commissioner's comments and questions last night, I feel like they really share my confidence in the changes that have been implemented already. They feel reassured that things are going to be well run and well monitored from now on.
What kind of questions were asked by the board?
Oh, gosh.
Anything that really sticks out to you?
We wanted to know, basically, how did this happen? Why did it happen? And the prosecutor's office and the sheriff's office were pretty clear. You know, that wasn't really why wasn't really their main inquiry. It was basically what happened, how many cases were affected, and what do we need to do to make it better in the future.
Have you ever heard anything like a case like this? Is this kind of a first of its kind, just based on your time in county government and just government in general?
I've never heard of anything like this since I've been on the county commission, but I think one question I asked last night was, there any indication that someone outside the sheriff's office should have known about this? And the answer was really no. I mean, outside the sheriff's office, the next person to know, or the next group of people to know, would have been the prosecutor's office, and they had no idea.
Yeah, and this is a case, too, by the way. Michigan State Police still conducting an investigation. So for those who may be asking, what's happening with these officers, you know, who may have been in the wrong in this case? You know, have they been punished? Are they going to be punished? It is still under investigation by Michigan State Police, so just something to keep in mind there as well. We're speaking with Ingham County Commissioner Kara Hope. She is also the chair of the Law and Courts Committee within the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Kara, tell us exactly, what is the Board of Commissioners' role in this case? How do you fit into the scheme of things? What are your responsibilities in relation to this particular issue?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because I think one thing that a lot of people don't understand about county government is that We as a commission don't really have a lot of authority over other independently elected countywide officials like the sheriff and the prosecutor. I mean, we've undertaken somewhat of an oversight role, but that depends to a large extent on their cooperation. Our main role in relation to other departments is budgetary, so we set their budget. We don't set policy. We don't dictate to the prosecutor, the sheriff, any other independently elected countywide official what they should do or not do. So I'm really glad you asked that question. But to kind of elaborate a little bit, I do plan as chair to have regular check-ins with the sheriff about this evidence issue. And I made that clear last night that I would like the sheriff and the prosecutor's office to come back and let us know how things are going.
Now, when you say regular check-ins, how often are we talking? Like once a week, once every other week, or do you have a set time where you're looking to speak with the sheriff every so often in particular, or just when the time is right?
Well, the sheriff's office and the prosecutor's office stated that they would be back next month, back to a law and courts committee meeting next month.
Okay.
And from there, I think we'll just kind of maybe rely on quarterly meetings or as needed. I do talk to the sheriff from time to time in my role as chair of the law and courts committee, and I will be asking him about this issue on a regular basis, but not necessarily keeping any... Yeah. An arbitrary schedule, just on a regular basis.
Right. Now, any questions that you still have about this case that maybe haven't been answered yet, or maybe some that you know just came to mind after the meeting? Anything that's still a mystery to you that you'd like to know about?
Well, the why, I guess, is really the big thing. And I know the sheriff this morning at his press conference said it really seemed to boil down to a lack of conscientious work. In other words, whoever was responsible here didn't really seem to care about good record keeping and good evidence handling, and that's problematic. If there's a more nefarious motive, I'm sure the state police will get to the bottom of that. But it's just really disappointing that any employee of the county would let their work suffer to such a degree, especially work that's this important. I mean, it's really not representative of county employees at all. And, of course, it's disappointing.
Yeah, and the exact quote from this morning from that press conference that the sheriff said was, quote, simply put, some quartermasters just didn't care. Just alluding to what you said right there just a moment ago. Kara, before we let you go and just stepping outside of what's happening at the sheriff's office, any other hot button items, if you will, that are on the table right now for the Ingham County Board of Commissioners? Anything that's being taken up that's pretty important that we should know about?
Well, from the law and courts perspective, the other main issue we're going to be tackling this year and into next year is looking at the need to replace our sheriff's office, jail, and district court building. That conversation is ongoing. It's fairly complicated. It's a large project. It'll be fairly expensive. And so that's really top of our agenda in law and courts this year.
That's a great point. That's a discussion that's been happening for a while, and I'd say it's several months at least. But you say there's still a long way to go with that particular matter, right?
There are a lot of questions to answer as we kind of dig through all the different components of making a good decision on a major capital project like this. So. Finances are obviously right up there at the top of the list, and that's certainly going to take up a large share of the time.
Yeah, that it usually does. That's for sure. Kara Hope from the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. She's the chair of the Commission's Law and Courts Committee. Kara, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
And you are listening to the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap here on a Friday night. Great to have you with us. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen for this first half hour of the program. Keep it right here. There's more straight ahead here on the Capital City Recap. More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.